"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's John Cobell Show on from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand. Whatever you missed, you could pick up there. We're going to put on Blake Trolley in just a minute, but you heard Deborah reporting that the Kansas City Chiefs parade, somebody opened fire, killed one. I see an ABC report that maybe 9 injured, three critically, 5 seriously. I'm sure those numbers will change, but that's bad news. And then just handed to me, and this story has been building all day, Republicans in Congress are warning that there's a national security threat, and it's about Russia wanting nuclear weapons in space. I don't know if my bunker can withstand a nuclear weapon coming at us from the sky. So we'll have more details on that as they trickle out. Then here in L.A., you have this ridiculous skyscraper situation downtown. It's right near crypto.com. In fact, if you were watching the Grammys the other night, they had an opening shot with Trevor Noah, the host. And in the background, you could actually see this stupid thing, which had 30 floors spray painted with that idiotic graffiti, which is art for morons. And now there are people climbing up there and jumping off. It's called base jumping. And they're jumping off the skyscraper and then paragliding down. And Karen Bass is clutching her pearls. Well, somebody might die. It's like, well, so you jump off a skyscraper. Well, what are you going to do? Now Kevin DeLeon wants to spend about $4 million to secure this skyscraper. The police chief says he doesn't have enough personnel or money to do that. Let's get Blake Trolley, because this thing is really spiraled out of control. Blake, how are you?
Hey, John, good. Yeah, Kevin DeLeon asking for about $4 million to clean up and secure the now infamous Oceanwide Plaza. DeLeon's motion says that more than $1 million would go towards fencing and securing the building's ground floors. Now, I haven't actually accessed this building, John, but I have covered it a few times now. And I was at the building recently, and another reporter told me that he was able to get on the site relatively easily. You know, around the building, there really is just a chain link kind of flimsy fence around it.
Well, so, take a backpack and a parachute with you, and we can broadcast it live.
You're not going to be running a base jumping service out there? Well, anyways, I guess it's pretty easy to get on there, and it kind of makes you wonder, why we're just hearing about people breaking into that building. You know, construction stalled on that building in 2019. So theoretically, it's been vacant for quite some time. So it just caught on recently. And you kind of have to wonder how people didn't catch on to this sooner. Well, anyways, $1 million would go towards fencing and securing the building's ground floors. The other $2.7 million would pay for security services, fire safety upgrades, graffiti abatement, and other measures. Last week, the city council demanded the building's Chinese developer, Oceanwide Holdings, this is a Beijing-based company, to clean up the building, remove the scaffolding, secure the site. The council gave them until this Saturday to do so, or else the city said it would do the work, then build the developer. So it appears this move is moving in the direction of the city needing to do the work.
They're going to build the developer who's in China. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so there's obviously some questions as to how the city will successfully collect from an overseas company. And the maneuver officials appear to be setting up, or at least attempting, is to put a lien on the building. But I still have my own questions on that lien, given that Kevin De Leon was on the floor of city council. He's got obviously a lot of knowledge about this. This building falls in his district. And he said liens on the building are already upwards of $500 million.
They've abandoned the building. They've washed their hands of it. They're not going to try to sell it. They're not going to try to fix it. They're not going to build the rest of it. They've written it off already.
A California appellate court has already blocked the foreclosure sale of this building, essentially to figure out which of the people who worked on this building that say they're owed money are going to be paid first. So I would imagine L.A. wouldn't fall first in line when that money starts coming down.
No, we're going to have to eat the cost. Either that or let all these base jumpers just go splat on the ground. Why should we spend $4 million to save their lives if they're dumb enough to do it?
There is one thing that I thought you'd find funny. Kevin De Leon has had to do this a couple of times, and he did this at City Hall last week. I don't know who's pushing for this, but he's pushing back on some sort of calls that he's getting to take that building. And mind you, this was supposed to be luxury condos, a mall. He's getting people are pushing him to turn it into homeless housing right next to the crypto.com arena. I want to go to this soundbite. Here's De Leon breaking down the cost to make that happen.
This three-tower oceanwide development has an estimated 504 units. If, in fact, we were to turn it into homeless housing, and we actually had $1.5 billion laying around, that would come to a total of $3 million on a price-per-unit basis on homeless housing. Not luxury housing, by the way. Not penthouse suite housing, you know, for VIPs.
You know, the way California's going, at one point that'll sound like a great price.
That will be. That'll be the price of like a double-wide trailer. Yeah. You know, this is a fiasco. How much would it take to blow the thing up? Like when they blow up those old casinos in Las Vegas? I think they could do that. Just dynamite. It's not that expensive.
You got to wonder what they're going to end up doing with that building. You know, one of the things that I read about this is just through some trade rag, but there was some speculation that one of the reasons they're having a hard time selling that building is that this building went into construction in 2015, and developers now are looking at this building saying that the design is behind modern times. So developers don't want to go in and buy it because they feel like they're going to have to gut it and redesign it to get it going. No. Plus, you have to think from a real estate standpoint, if there's some concerns that they'll even be able to sell that many luxury condos down there in downtown L.A.
No, it's a dead building. It's a dead site. There's nothing you can do. My opinion, this is the legacy of Jose Huizar's corruption, which I want to get into and is worth checking into if you hear anything. Because he was in charge of these kind of developments, not only in that district, but for the whole city during the time this thing was developed and was started its construction. And it's another Chinese company. And Huizar went to prison over bribes he took from a separate Chinese company. So this just smells like a Jose Huizar production to me. All right, Blake, good talking with you. Thank you.
All right, thanks, John.
All right. And I'll get into that. I was exchanging emails this morning with Daniel Gus from the Gus Report. He's an independent journalist in L.A., and he by himself extracts more useful news than the entire L.A. Times local department combined. And we'll get into this. Is this a leftover white elephant from the Weezer corruption reign. Talk about that coming up at 1:30. I will at 1:30. I'm going to give you all the information about the show we're going to do a week from tomorrow, right? Yeah, a week from tomorrow at the Honda Center in Anaheim to sign a petition. It's a referendum that will rewrite Prop 47. It'll fix Prop 47. I'll give you the details. We're going to do a live broadcast from Anaheim at the Honda Center. And those details coming up after 1:30. And we're also going to talk with Mike Hestrin, the Riverside County DA. And we got $1,000 to give away. And we got to do this and we got to do that. And we got.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's continue because this this downtown graffiti covered abandoned office tower. Actually, it's not an office tower. It was going to be a luxury condo tower. Seems to be captivating everyone because this really is a monument to Los Angeles corruption. This is the corruption of the Eric Garcetti years, of the years when Herb Wesson was the LA City Council, the corruption of Jose Weezer, the corruption that continues to this day. And there's something comical about the current mayor, Karen Bass, standing outside going, oh, but it's going to be so dangerous for these people. I mean, somebody might get killed. You know what the real story of this is? Not a bunch of jackasses jumping off to go paragliding. The real story is that this was a Chinese company that was involved with the LA government. And we know Weezer has already been convicted, along with many other people at City Hall and lobbyists and developers. They were all convicted of bribery scandals because these companies were paying, like Jose Weezer, big money kickbacks in order to get a smooth permitting process so they could construct their towers, whether it was a condo tower, a hotel, an office building, or some combination. What you had to do when Herb Wesson and Jose Weezer were running things is you had to play ball. And you had to play ball specifically with Weezer, and he was making big money. Now, I talked to Daniel Gus, who's an independent journalist. We've had him on many times. Gus Report is something you definitely ought to subscribe to because he's like the last guy who does who covers City Hall and city government as a regular beat. And nobody at the El Segundo Times does this anymore. And when they find stuff, they don't publish it. They do everything they can to protect the ruling powers. And I said to him this morning, I go, it was just a hunch. I go, does this have anything to do with Jose Weezer? Again, Weezer is already in prison for another Chinese company bribe scheme, right? And he realized he wrote about this 2 years before Weezer was arrested. He had a story in November of 2018 about an FBI raid that it may be linked to an LA real estate property developed by Oceanwide Holdings in Beijing. Well, that's who owns the building in question, Oceanwide Holdings, as well as Shenzhen Hazens in Shenzhen, China. Yeah, and that was the company that was involved in the scandal that Weezer went to prison for. Because Herb Wesson was the city council president from 2012 to 2020, and he was the one who decided who chaired and who was appointed to all the council committees. And Wesson appointed Weezer to chair the Planning and Land Use Committee, also known as the Plum Committee. Plum was where any and all developments are approved or rejected. Since Weezer was its chair, he essentially controlled all development in LA. And this thing started construction in 2015. By 2018, there's an FBI raid looking at the parent company. At 2019, the parent company, Oceanwide Holdings, abandons the building. This is before the COVID shutdown. You know, there are plenty of buildings that might have been abandoned during the COVID shutdown, but not this one. And they scooted out of the country. And as Blake mentioned in the last segment, there's hundreds of millions of dollars in liens against this building, but nobody's ever going to buy it. It's now 9 years out of date architecturally. No one's going to buy it. Nobody's going to fix it. Nobody's going to complete the construction. It's just going to sit there. And Karen Bass, because she's incompetent, and the police chief of L.A., Michael Moore, because he's incompetent, they didn't do anything to fence it off, to secure the property. And all of a sudden, you've got dozens of floors of graffiti that the whole world could see. The whole world literally could see it during the Grammy telecast when they did that opening outdoor shot with Trevor Noah. Because that was taped during daylight, if you remember. The show obviously ran at night after the sunset, but he taped a piece while the sun was still out. And they, in fact, it was raining that night, wasn't it? Who knows when they taped him? Anyway, you could see the skyscraper in the background with all the graffiti. That's the monument Los Angeles has to show off. 30 floors of graffiti on an abandoned skyscraper that might have been put together by a corrupt city councilman and city council. And of course, Bass leaves it unattended. Now there's people jumping out of it. She goes, oh no, what if they kill themselves? Yeah, what if they kill themselves? Yeah, big loss, right? Young guys who jump off, 30-story buildings. Boy, we want to preserve that gene pool, don't we? We want to preserve the artistic genes of all the graffiti taggers, don't we? Because it's beautiful art, isn't it? Don't you feel like you're living in an asylum? I mean, really, an insane asylum. And now Michael Moore's crying poor, saying, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the personnel for this. Hey, defund the police. This is what you get. I don't understand. You ever try to add an addition to your house, remodel something? You know what the permit process is like, right? You could be spending like $5,000 on some improvement to your house, and you got to go through the whole permit process. And there's all sorts of rules and regulations and paperwork you got to file. But this company, whoa, look at this. They left this thing half built to rot. All these liens are against it. Huge safety hazard, huge magnet for every moron in the world. Oh, yeah, we're going to send a bill. We're going to send a bill, and they're going to get an invoice from us. Yeah, I'm sure there's a scandal attached, and maybe it's never going to be investigated fully because they already got Weezer on the other Chinese developer scandal. So maybe we'll never know the whole truth, but there's something up here, and everybody at City Hall knows it. And fortunately, Garcetti is hiding in India. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Hestrin, the Riverside County District Attorney. We've got a big event that we're going to do, Prop 47, next Thursday. We're going to repeal Prop 47, and the whole process has started. The event that will greatly revise Prop 47 will be Thursday, February 22nd at the Honda Center in Anaheim. I will give you details on that. We'll talk to Mike Hestrin about what this particular referendum will do to Prop 47. That is next. Keep listening.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again, a paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Just one more thing on the graffiti monstrosity that Karen Bass and the police chief Michael Moore have no idea what to do with. You got people now jumping off and paragliding after all the graffiti work. Rick Caruso weighed in and said, this goes to the depth of foolishness on the leadership of the city. Maybe it's because none of them have ever been in business, but who are they going to send the bill to? A lot of bad policies that have been going on for years. I expressed this to Mayor Garcetti many, many times. LA is overly dependent on money coming in from China. The housing markets in downtown was mostly Chinese money. And we found out with Jose Huizar why that was. Because some of those developers were willing to pay big bribes, and you had people in LA government willing to take the bribes. And I think this is only the tip of all the corruption that's been going on in Los Angeles, which is why LA looks the way it does and feels the way it does. Let's talk to Mike Hestron now. He's the Riverside County DA. This is so important. There's only a couple of things you have to do in the next month. You do these two things and life is going to get better. One is you vote against Gascon on March the 5th in the primary, or your mail-in ballot or your walk-in ballot. Just you don't vote for Gascon. Secondly is you come Thursday, the 22nd, February 22nd, to the Honda Center in Anaheim. Come to parking lot 4. We're going to be there doing our show from 1 to 4, and there's going to be petitions available. These petitions will put a referendum on the ballot that will greatly revise Prop 47. And we're going to have it for all the counties in the region, okay? Orange County, L.A. County, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, San Diego. So it doesn't matter if you don't live in Orange County, you can come anyway and sign it. And you take the Ball Road exit, go east to Phoenix Club Road, turn south towards the Honda Center. You have to enter from Ball Road. All right? And we'll keep explaining all this. Now we're going to talk to Mike Hestron, Riverside County DA. Mike, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks, John.
Well, we've tried the experiment now for 10 years, Prop 47, which decriminalized a lot of crimes. And it's been a disaster, hasn't it?
It's been a complete disaster, an utter failure.
Did you see this coming when they I don't think you were the DA then, but you were certainly a prosecutor and keeping track of this stuff. What did you see this coming?
I did. I saw this coming. This was an issue during my first election. I ran for office was elected in June of 2014, and Prop 47 passed in November of 2014. So it was on the ballot around the same time that I was first running. And it's a disaster. It totally takes the teeth out of the criminal justice system. And the results have been, you know, terrible for California. Our cities are in shambles. And all of the results were predictable back then. And unfortunately, it's come to fruition. You know, everybody's predictions and fears about what would happen if you made all drug addiction basically legal and took theft and made it so that there's virtually no punishment, no accountability all across California.
Yeah,
that's a grand experiment to do.
Stealing stuff is practically legal. Taking drugs in public is practically legal. You can even sell fentanyl to people and they die, and that's practically legal. And that's the issues that this new referendum is going to address.
That's right.
So this will talk about what this referendum will do.
So this referendum, if it, you know, obviously if this becomes law, it'll take, let's take the theft part first. There's several parts of it, and it mirrors Prop 47. The theft part will say, the law will say that if you have two prior convictions for petty theft, then the third one can be a felony. And the local DA can charge you with a felony, and you'll be eligible to go into the local jail. The fourth one will also be a felony, and you'll be eligible to go to prison. So it sends a clear message to people, to criminals, and the message is you have to stop stealing. You can't keep doing it, and there's going to be a penalty and an increasing penalty if you continue to do it. And it's just common sense, you know, right? Someone, you know, it's not as if someone's going to prison on their very first time. There's still a, you know, kind of a graduated approach. So, you know, the message will be clear. Right now, the message is there's no accountability, no punishment, no matter how many times you do it. The new law will be, hey, look, you're going to have a chance, but real, we're going to keep a real short leash on this. If you continue to steal, we're going to eventually send you to prison. Now, on the drug addiction part, the initiative will classify five drugs as hard drugs, and that's going to be methamphetamine, fentanyl, PCP, heroin, and cocaine. And those five drugs will be under this law will be considered hard drugs. Possession for any one of those will follow the same model. Two prior convictions, after two prior convictions, the third conviction for a possession of one of those hard drugs, and the defendant will be eligible for a new felony in California. It's going to be called a treatment mandated felony. It's a new thing under the law. Basically what it is, and it says you have to go into treatment. Prosecutor can charge a felony. You go into court. Judge is going to tell you, listen, you have to go into treatment. If you refuse, you get the punishment of a felony. But you have to refuse treatment. So if you go into treatment, you complete it, you successfully complete it, great. The charge is dismissed. On the fourth such possession, same deal, but you're eligible for prison. Now, I want to be clear, John, and we're not trying to fill the prisons with drug addicts. It's not where drug addicts belong, but we've got to get people into treatment, because what's happening right now is they're spilling out into our streets and setting up homeless encampments, and that's what's driving it.
Yeah, I know. And that just can't be tolerated anymore. And they're going to get three shots at this. And if they still violate the law and are still taking drugs, possessing drugs, then, you know, for the sake of everybody, we and them and the rest of us, then they got to go to prison. And then the third thing this is going to do is go after the fentanyl dealers. Explain how that changes things.
So it will put into law an admonition, and this is really just common sense. It's just a warning. Basically, if somebody deals fentanyl, not causing death, just they deal fentanyl, or a fentanyl-related crime, possession of fentanyl, they're going to get a warning from the judge at their conviction, and it's going to say, basically, dealing in fentanyl is dangerous to human life. If you do it again and someone dies, you could be prosecuted for murder. Simple. Just a warning. And, you know, let's hope that most people get that warning and say, I got to change my ways here.
And then if they sell it to someone and the customer dies, they will be prosecuted for murder.
That's right. It's just it mirrors the Watson advisement that's currently valid under California law for DUIs. So if you pick up a DUI tomorrow, you're going to go into court and judge is going to tell you the same exact thing about driving under the influence. It's just common sense. And guess what? If someone picks up a second DUI and they kill someone, we charge them with murder in California. So we should do the same for fentanyl dealers.
All right, Mike, we're going to be gathering signatures at the Honda Center in Anaheim to rewrite Prop 47 Thursday, February 22nd. They're going to collect petitions from 1 to 6 p.m. We're going to be on the air from 1 to 4 p.m. You going to make it out there? Can you come?
I'm going to do my best to get out there. John, can I tell you that the name of the initiative is the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act? And the website, if some people want to go check this out on their own, is California, so casafecommunities.com, casafecommunities.com. This is long overdue. We've got to take back our stand. Yeah.
Well, we tried 10 years of an experiment, and it's just been awful. All right, Mike, we'll talk again soon. Right. Thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Mike Hestern, Riverside County DA. Now, we come back, and this is the only love-related story I'm going to do today.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. You're all furry and red today.
Pink. Are you colorblind?
I see shades of colors differently. Okay.
It's kind of a hot pink.
Is it a hot pink? Mm-hmm. That's funny. It struck me as a darker pink. All right. In any event, you are furry, though. That's for sure.
It's faux fur, yes.
Yeah. It's not a real pink animal that was killed.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about how some men are falling in love. I mean, you know, people have had mail order brides, and then they had blow up dolls, and now it's AI generated love interests. People are falling in love with fake artificial intelligence women online. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we're actually going to go to a news conference on an update on the parade shooting.
Aid to folks who are seriously injured without concern for the shootings and the challenges that were near them. This is absolutely a tragedy, the likes of which we would have never expected in Kansas City, and the likes of which we will remember for some time. However, I want to say thank you to those who are making sure that we are safe today, those who are investigating this incident, and those who will continue to make sure that those who committed these acts today are brought to justice. We'll come back for some questions at the end of the chief's comments, but now the police chief, Stacey Graves.
Chief Stacey Graves, Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. At the conclusion of the chief's rally today, there were shots fired on the west side of Union Station. Immediately, officers responded to the area, took two people into custody, and also immediately rendered life-sustaining aid to those victims. We're still gathering information on the number and the status of victims. But like I said, we know that one of the victims is deceased. We also know that officers ran towards danger. Officers were there to keep everyone safe. I'm angry at what happened today. The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment. We had over 800 law enforcement officers, Kansas City and other agencies, at the location to keep everyone safe. Because of bad actors, which were very few, this tragedy occurred, even in the presence of uniformed law enforcement officers who again ran towards them and took them into custody. To the people who were injured in this tragedy, our hearts go out to you and your families. This investigation is just beginning, and we are working safely to clear all surrounding areas and businesses. This is still an active investigation. We will continue to keep you updated. We will keep you updated on Twitter and most likely a follow-up press availability. Did you have anything?
Are you saying one of the shooters is dead?
No. One of our victims has been declared deceased. We have...
All right, that was a press conference from Kansas City where they had a shooting near the parade celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory. We'll have more right after this. After 2 o'clock, the defense is now defending Rebecca Grossman in that trial. She ran over two young kids back in September 2020. She was out drinking with a boyfriend. Rebecca Grossman is the wife of Dr. Peter Grossman, who started the Grossman Burn Center. He testified on her behalf today, and she's trying to get out of this this double death accident. They've got all the evidence that it was her car, and the defense just keeps saying, "Oh, it wasn't her car." Well, it was her car. talk about that. Corbin Carson was at the trial. This is the one love story I'm going to talk about here.
Okay.
Derek Carrier was profiled by the Associated Press. His girlfriend was generated by artificial intelligence. He's 39 years old. He has something called Marfan syndrome. So he looks unusual, and it's a lot of health disorders there. So he's very lonely. And he tried out this companion app called Peridot, and he's fallen in love with this holographic woman who appears on screen. Well, no, he named her after a holographic woman from a movie. Name is Joy, but Joy on screen is an artificial intelligence woman.
Okay.
And he's apparently fallen in love, and they talk every night for quite a while. And it's not just people who have, you know, genetic problems right. like this guy. It's a lot of guys. These are guys who have spent their whole life staring at screens.
Uh-huh.
They're socially undeveloped. Mm-hmm. They cannot deal with women. And so they've got a fake woman who always loves them and always says the right thing.
But there's nothing physical that's going to happen, right?
Well, I don't know. With a guy, you can never tell.
Oh, yeah, I stepped
right.
in that one. Okay. You know, my mind doesn't always go to those dark places,
You
John.
Should know guys by now.
I know. I just, you know, it takes a while for me to.
Guys don't talk to women just for the thrill of the conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Whether live women or blow up dolls or AI women.
I know, but I'm thinking a fake woman, right? So he's not really with her. So there's no hugging or kissing of the other person.
That's right.
But I understand where you're going.
I don't know if he jumps on his PC or
right.
It's just everything is in his head. Mm-hmm. They really form deep bonds.
No.
They get emotionally attached.
Well, look, I mean, you know, didn't we do some kind of story about loneliness a while ago? So
yeah,
good for people that are lonely that they have something to feel less lonely as long as they're not hurting other people or animals.
Because this girl's not even scripted. Apparently, mm-hmm. she's been programmed to respond spontaneously.
Wow.
To whatever you know, and she goes along with things.
Oh well, yeah, I'm sure that's what guys like—a woman who will go along with everything.
She's not programmed to be contentious. Mm.
Well, so what are you saying?
She's not programmed to tell you what to do all day.
Well, what's the fun in that?
She's not programmed to judge what you're wearing, you know?
It's so funny that you said that because for Valentine's Day, I did buy my husband some clothes.
Right.
And there have been...
Because you don't like what he's wearing.
Well, there have been discussions about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had a recording of the last thing my wife says as we're going out the door somewhere.
Oh.
And I could string all those compliments together.
You're not wearing that, are you?
Exactly. You're not wearing that, are you? Boy, that would be the title of a book.
There's a little stain right there.
Yeah, see, the AI girl never says that.
Okay,
it's not programmed into her.
Okay, but you know what? There's other benefits to having a real lady.
This is my book. You're not wearing that, are you? Why men go for AI women.
Love it.
There you go. That is a bestseller. All right. When we come back, Corbin Carson on the Rebecca Grossman trial in Westlake a couple of years ago, she ran over and killed an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. And now the defense has begun their process of trying to confuse the less intelligent jurors, if there are any. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.